Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, July 24th, and happy 52nd birthday to Jennifer Lopez. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. The Cherokee Spa shooting case could be resolved next week. A ball-ground man was charged with impersonating a judge. Police have identified the Woodstock man who was killed in the I-75 crash. Bright Star Care locations are now operating under a new ownership. A Cherokee High School graduate received a pair of scholarships. And the Georgia film industry has bounced back from the pandemic with a record year. Plus, tomorrow's a great day for a slice of pie in downtown Woodstock.
So we celebrate pie as Pie Bar, you know, 365 days out of the year. But the city of Woodstock has really recognized Pie Bar Day as July the 25th since 2017. And so we're really excited to celebrate with our community on Sunday.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. The Cherokee County criminal case against the accused gunman in March's Atlanta spa shootings may be resolved next week. Robert Aaron Long has an arraignment scheduled in Cherokee County on Tuesday. A Fulton County judge has ordered Long, the 22-year-old Woodstock man accused of killing 8 people in the shootings, to be transferred into Fulton custody next month. Mr. Long is accused in a series of mass shootings March 16th that began at Young's Asian Massage, where he shot 5 people, 4 of whom died. After the Cherokee County shooting, he drove 30 miles to Atlanta and fired at people at Gold Spa and Aromatherapy Spa, killing 4 more people. He was arrested in Crisp County, and investigators believe he was traveling to Florida to target more spas there. 6 of the 8 victims were Asian women. In Cherokee County, he'd been indicted on 4 counts of malice murder, 4 counts of felony murder, criminal attempt to commit murder, 11 counts of aggravated assault, aggravated battery, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, and criminal damage to property in the first degree. In Fulton, he was indicted on 4 counts each of murder, felony murder, and 5 counts of aggravated assault, domestic terrorism, and multiple counts of possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. Long is scheduled to appear in court in Fulton County for a plea and arraignment 9 a.m. August 23rd. Media reports say Willis has said Cherokee prosecutors are close to reaching a plea deal with Long's attorneys. In Fulton County, District Attorney Fannie Willis is pursuing hate crimes charges and the death penalty.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
A man attempting to pass himself off as a judge to persuade an actual Cherokee County judge was arrested on criminal charges on Monday. 69-year-old Rodney Bearden of Ball Ground is accused of referring to himself as an ex officio judge in multiple court documents in an eviction case, though he hasn't been a judge since the late 1970s. He was a justice of the peace in Fulton County from 1973 to 1977, and he's not held public office since then. His first reference to himself as a judge appears in an April response to the court's dismissal of his case, in which he was seeking to have the occupants of a Ball Ground home evicted. He attempted to issue a judicial override and order sheriff's deputies to carry out the eviction. Mr. Bearden is charged with impersonating a public officer and filing a false lien. He was arrested and booked in the Cherokee County Jail Monday and was released Tuesday on a $5,424 bond. Cobb police have identified the man who was killed in a multi-car crash on I-75 early Wednesday morning. 37-year-old Willis L. Callwood of Woodstock was killed in the wreck between Delk Road and the South Marietta Loop in Marietta. Callwood was seriously injured in the crash and was transported to Wellstar Kenistone Hospital in Marietta, where he was pronounced dead. The driver of the Ford, 56-year-old Juan Trejo of Cumming, was transported to Kenistone with non-life-threatening injuries. Meanwhile, the driver of the Chevrolet left the scene on foot before first responders could arrive. The driver has not been located yet. While the four other men who were in the Chevrolet van were transported to Kenistone for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries, the crash is still under investigation. Brightstar Care, an in-home care franchise with over 340 locally owned and operated agencies, announced that its Marietta and Cherokee offices are under new ownership. The Marietta office serves Cobb, Douglas, and Paulding counties, while the Cherokee office serves all of Cherokee County. Both locations are owned by David and Beth Rutter, a husband and wife team who have worked in the healthcare industry as registered nurses for several decades. David specializes in healthcare sales and marketing, and Beth specializes in hospice and palliative care.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
A recent Cherokee High School graduate was awarded a pair of college scholarships from an organization dedicated to supporting women's education. Leora Winter, who graduated from Cherokee High School in May, was selected by the philanthropic education organization Sisterhood to be a double award recipient for the 21-22 academic year. She was awarded the international $2,500 PEO Star Scholarship, as well as the local $1,000 PEO Georgia Scholarship. She was recommended for both awards by the PEO chapter AD in Athens. The PEO Star Scholarship, established in 2009, provides financial assistance for women who exhibit excellence in leadership, academics, extracurricular activities, community service, and potential for future success. Leora plans on attending Reinhardt University in the fall, but due to dual enrollment, she will start with enough credits to start as a sophomore. Congratulations, Leora. The coronavirus pandemic, after depressing Georgia's film industry during its early months, actually helped the state bounce back during the last fiscal year. Movie and TV productions accounted for a record $4 billion in direct spending during fiscal 2021, which ended June 30th. That came on the heels of a decline the previous fiscal year, when the economic impact of the pandemic drove down direct film industry spending in Georgia to $2.2 billion, down from $2.9 billion in fiscal 2019. Georgia's film industry took off after the General Assembly passed lucrative tax credits in 2008 to incentivize producers to shoot their projects here. For more than a decade, the industry has posted exponential growth, with new record spending regularly set by productions. Community reporter J.P. Edwards is with the owner of Pie Bar to find out why tomorrow is such a great day for a slice of pie in downtown Woodstock.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me. My name is Lauren Bolden, and I am the owner and original baker at Pie Bar. We've got two retail locations, one in downtown Woodstock and one on the Marietta Square. And we also have a commissary location where all of our bakers spend time baking all of our pies and canning all of our pie provision fillings and pie kits. So our goal is to bring people joy through pie. So you can visit either of our stores, come in and grab a slice and a cup of coffee. You can grab a take and bake chicken pot pie or roasted veggie pot pie. But essentially, we want to create a space that people are really excited about visiting, are excited about sharing, and are just excited to enjoy some really great pie.
And Lauren, tell me why tomorrow, which is Sunday, July 25th, tell me why that's special.
I guess to give you a little bit of background, my husband and I, Cody, we quit our normal jobs when we started Pie Bar. So it was 2015. We were both 25 at the time. And we thought, this can't be it for the rest of our lives. So we decided to quit our normal jobs and open Pie Bar in downtown Woodstock. After a couple of years of being there and getting to be a part of such an amazing community, our mayor, Mayor Donnie Enriquez, decided that July the 25th, starting in 2017, should be Pie Bar Day in the city of Woodstock. So we celebrate pie as Pie Bar, you know, 365 days out of the year. But the city of Woodstock has really recognized Pie Bar Day as July the 25th since 2017. And so we're really excited to celebrate with our community on Sunday.
So it's Pie Bar Day tomorrow in downtown Woodstock. That is a phenomenal excuse to get delicious, delicious pies.
Exactly. We're so fortunate to live in a community, both in Woodstock and Marietta, that supports local business. Every day, I'm surprised by how many people come in and buy just pie. It's so fantastic. We get to support a team by selling pie and coffee, which is amazing. And I think what makes it even more special is that in downtown Woodstock, that they recognize the impact that we have on our community. So they created an entire day to celebrate pie, which is really exciting.
So what's happening special tomorrow at the Woodstock location?
Well, so we're going to be serving 8 flavors of pie. You can come in and get a slice, a whole pie, or even our signature half and half, which is going to be 2 whole pies that we cut in half and put together. So you get 1 pie, but 2 different flavors. And then we're going to be baking our little itty bitties. So they're tiny little pie bites. And we're going to be gifting an itty bitty per transaction while supplies last as a thank you for coming out and celebrating with us.
All right. And tell me exactly where Pie Bar is in downtown Woodstock.
Absolutely. So Pie Bar Woodstock, the address is 8720 Main Street, Suite 130 in downtown Woodstock. If you kind of operate the way my husband always says, he operates more by like location and things that are around. We are directly in between Salt Factory Restaurant and Mad Life. We even share a parking lot with Mad Life, so you can pull right up in there. We've got some parking spots that are blocked off for Pie Bar. You can park and run right in and grab some pie.
So also maybe for, you know, future thoughts, if you're going to go to a concert at Mad Life, stop for pie beforehand.
Yes, we're so lucky. Live music has just permeated the culture of downtown Woodstock. And I know for a fact that Mad Life Stages and Studios has been tremendous in that. So you can see live music there literally across the parking lot from Pie Bar so many days of the week. I don't want to say the specific number because I don't want to be wrong for them, but I can tell you 4 or 5 days of the week, I can usually hear music coming out of their studios.
And Lauren Bolden, owner of Pie Bar in downtown Woodstock, what are the flavors that are happening right now? What's special?
Absolutely. So we do 8 flavors every season. So if you're a business person, you think quarterly. If you're just a pie lover, you're going to think seasonally. So right now we have 8 really great flavors. You're going to really want to try our specific summer flavors right now. And that includes a rustic peach crumble. All of those peaches are being cut by our team every week. They're coming off of Georgia grown trees. So the peaches we're using currently are from Dickey Farms in Musella, Georgia. We also have our blueberry crumble pie. Again, those blueberries are Georgia grown from Bynes Farms in Waynesboro, Georgia. And they come up to us and we cook them down with just a little bit of cinnamon and nutmeg and lemon. So it's really bright and really fresh. And then, of course, a summer staple is our key lime pie. If you visit our Marietta shop, you'll actually see our team members there hand zesting all of the limes. So anytime you come in and grab a pie, our team is really committed to making the best quality and supporting local farmers while they're doing it.
Lauren Bolden is the owner of Pie Bar. Celebrate Pie Bar Day in downtown Woodstock. That's tomorrow, July 25th. Lauren, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you have a great day and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. That's 800-882-2092.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.